Hello, thanks for calling. Here at the Daily Inspiration, we're always glad when you call because we want to share God's Word. This is Brother Jeff Chapman. I want to encourage you through God's Word. I want to speak to you today about a real subject. I want us to go to the scripture in Ephesians 6 that speaks about the armor of God. God has given the believer, the true believer, an armor. He's told us in the gospel to fear only God and fear no man, fear nothing that can kill the body and afterward can do nothing else. Scripture warns us and tells us that we will go through tribulation as a Christian, suffering as a Christian, and even persecution. And possibly martyrdom and death because of the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. So far, probably everybody involved in this phone call today is in this daily inspiration doesn't have many marks and scars on their body for their trust in Jesus. So I want to show you something here that you might have missed in the Bible. As we look at, I'll read through this scripture of all the armor of God. We will start with verse 11. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Well, there's the armor of God. We know it well. If we're a Christian and we've read our Bibles and we've heard sermons and teachings and devotionals, we understand some basis of the... But I want to go to that first verse 13. Well, not the first verse, but verse 13. It says, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. I want to just use that term. The evil day. This is a biblical and scriptural term, the evil day. You know, everybody that's born of a woman is going to face an evil day. Job, in the Bible, he had his evil day. Joseph, in the Bible, had his evil day. Moses went through many evil days. And we could go on and on and on. We can see failure, and we can see success. Not many successes, mostly failure. Joseph was one that when one of his evil days came, when that evil woman tried to get him to commit a wicked sin of adultery and fornication, he said, how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? David, when tempted on an evil day, yielded to the voice of temptation, satisfied and gratified his flesh, did his best to cover up a sin, ended up selling more wickedness than the fornication and the drunkenness by getting a man drunk and then eventually sending him to battle with a note for his own neck to be cut and killed. So there we see that Most people don't stand in their evil day. As Samson fell in his evil day, he failed the temptation test. And many, many others. There's a man in the New Testament, Demas. He has forsaken Paul, it said, having loved the present world. Judas, what a sad story, went out and hanged himself. He had regret. He had remorse, but he didn't repent toward God. So what about you? What is going to be your evil day? What is going to be my evil day? And how will we withstand it? The only way, my friend, to withstand the evil day, whether it's the death of a son, daughter, whether it could be something that you cause a death, whether it is draw up. Just this week, I heard of a man that was mowing his grass and a stray bullet shot him right in the heart. Wow, who would have ever thought? Heard another story of a man driving down a byway of Tennessee, and he passed a car at the same time. One was going north, one was going south. The deer got in front of the other car. The other car hit it, flew in the air, went through the other car's windshield, and the foot of the deer went right into the man's neck and cut and severed his artery, and he bled to death right there in the wreck. There's a man that was working on a roof this week, fell off and broke his back, may never walk again. Tragedy everywhere you go. Death everywhere. The arrows of death fly unseen at noonday. My friend, how will you and I withstand the tests and the trials of this day in which we're facing? The only way is to know the Lord Jesus, to take the things he has given you, the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand. And at the end of there, we have all the helmet, the sword, the shield, the breastplate, the loins, the feet. But there's one thing we miss in the end of this thing, and it says in verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. The weapon of prayer is often missed in the armor of God. You must pray. You must have fellowship with God. It must not be repetitive, old, stale prayers. It must be prayers in the Spirit, as it says here in supplication. Praying in the Spirit, it says. Verse 18 says, praying in the Spirit. We must have a Spirit-filled life, a Spirit-filled prayer life. We must be interceding for others as well as praying for our own and our families. We must be a weapon of prayer against Satan, against evil days, against trials, so that when we do have that day, we win. Jonah prayed in the belly of a whale. Wouldn't it have been nice if he would have skipped that prayer meeting and gone to Nineveh and preached first? But we have the example to see that in the late hours, sometimes you can pray. So let's don't be a last-minute guy. Let's don't make prayer our backup plan. Let's make it plan A, not plan B. And we will be able to withstand when our evil day comes, because, my friend, your evil day is coming. We must be prepared. In Jesus' name, receive this word of God.